Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. J Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're live on the stream, as you can tell, in full effect. Good discussion, though, about trying to develop players, all that stuff, the process from the NFL, what it means to be a black shirt and all that stuff. You generally get into these type of topics as you get closer to the season is here, obviously. Week zero, and then you got Colorado and company playing on Thursday.
Four sleeps? Is that what it is?
For us, yeah.
Four sleeps?
Ain't nobody going to be sleeping. I mean, you know, really, when you look at UTEP I think sometimes people can just overthink football. Like, what, you know... You know, don't show up and talk about what can go wrong. It's like, well, what I'm going to make go right? You know, like what, you know, and just kind of look at, okay, look, let's look where we're at. Let's be realistic and look at us and have some humility. And let's look at who we're playing. Let's look at personality. I'm a firm believer, and I'm sure the decision makers do this. One of the things I learned also, and so I'm just like to talk about the things that I learned, not about the 90s, learned as it helped me to become a better player. And I always talk about Henry Jones. We call him Big Bang Hank. My man was smooth as all get out. I'm telling you, man, Henry Jones was a dude. And big shout out to his daughter. She made the Olympic team. And Henry was a great. He went to Illinois. So Henry was like, man, you need to start studying personalities. And I was like, what are you talking about? Right. You know, I'm a young dude. Don't know anything. And I used to just kind of sit next to, like, he had his two seats on the bus and then I would sit on the other side. So we would just kind of just rap a little bit, you know, and just go back and forth. And he's always, I was fortunate enough to be you know, on a team like that, where he, you know, he was an established player, Pro Bowl player, but never turned his nose up at, you know, a young rookie trying to figure it out. But as I got older and we started to play and he had to depend on me, he's like, man, you know, you about to be out there, bro, you better start studying some personalities. And I said, what do you mean? He's like, you need to start looking at the coordinator and who the coordinator or the coach is. They're going to coach like their personality, generally like their personality. So when you think about it, Bill Cowher, former linebacker, kind of special teams guy. What is he? Hard-nosed, tough, Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin, motivator, defensive back. But if you watch how he played when he was at William & Mary, he trying to knock your block off, right? And even at, he was a receiver, actually, but a very physical receiver. So you got to start studying personalities and stuff like that. So when you look at UTEP, you got a young, energetic coach, a young, inexperienced, energetic staff. You can't say they're experienced. They're all like they're the third youngest in the league, and he's the youngest head coach. Yeah, youngest head coach. So you got to study how he is, right? Energetic. What does he want? He's trying to build him up, and the first thing you know, see right here, he says, "What is it? Relentless, fearless, fast, and physical." Right. So
the three F's.
Right.
Wait.
No.
Wait a minute.
You just have been. Decommitted from Duke because you're not a Duke, you wouldn't say that. But when you think of physical, that means he wants you to play hard and all that, right? Fearless, that means he got that from going to, he wants you just to come in and that way, like I would think, like, okay, when they're trying to play fearless, that means they're just going to come into a situation like this and try to catch you by surprise.
Well, go make plays,
right? But they're
don't be afraid,
right? They're gonna empty the clip. Yep. Every playbook is on the table,
yep.
Every play in the playbook is on the table, and then fast, right? That's where we talked about the tempo. Right. And so are they, if you lined them all our fast players against their fast players, I like our chances. So fast meaning they're going to try to do everything and then just try to hit on one. So when you look at the personality, that'll help you as a player, at least from my perspective and my, you know, experience was like, okay, this is what I need to see. You know what I mean? Like, here's an example. We played the Jets, right? And so they had a tight end, actually his name is Anthony Beck. His son actually is the starting quarterback for Iowa State. So he was a first-round pick. Remember, Anthony Beck, big old dude, right? Run very fast, but he is he's an Italian, big dude. So he's trying to reinvent himself as Mark Bavaro. So, I mean, that's who he grew up.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For watching, that's who he'd like to be. So right there, I know how you're gonna play, right? So when he ran, so a big route that we had to go against when I was playing in the pros was the so-called option route. All it was, an option route back then, was they'd run into you as fast as possible, see if they can knock you over, and then they wave their hand and say they're open. So you had to know how to play it. So some guys were more finesse, right? So like a Marcus Pollard, when he ran into a Dillinger, it's more finesse. They're trying to shake you and then deke you out and go the other way because they were really good athletic.
Whatever leverage is, we'll take the other.
Well, then Anthony Beck, he coming in there, he just going hit.
He's going to try to Debo you. He's going to try to Debo Jay Foreman.
Your boy hit me one time, man, and I was like in a hook drive. I mean, he just like blindsided me. Now, the ref called it. I was like, bro, that wasn't even close to a route. But that was his option route. So when you kind of can study personalities, it can give you a leg up to kind of know how they're going to call plays. You know, like, okay, for another example, Rex Ryan and like Buddy Ryan, what are they going to do, DP?
Yeah, physical football. They're going to defend. They're going to blitz.
And they're going to
gap control. Right. They're going to do all that as much pressure and making quarterbacks make quick, bad decisions. They're going to trust themselves that they're going to force a good quarterback to make bad decisions, but they know they can make bad quarterbacks make bad decisions.
All the time. And so, like, we don't play Michigan this year. Wink Martindale. Well, who was it? Who was his mentor? One of the Ryans. So what do you think Michigan is going to do? They're going to run man-to-man, and they're going to blitz all the way from the high safety to try to hit you on that. So they're going to disguise.
I would rather force you to do a thing you don't want to do than allow you to do the thing that you can't.
Right.
And that's a simple rule. That's what basketball people who run presses. You know what? I'm pressing you because I don't want you in what you normally run. Right. I want the ball in the hands of people who ain't used to having the ball in their hands.
And that's what, I mean, it's all, strategy. And that's where experience, that's where having a zest to learn more in this game. Everybody thinks like, you know, it just comes, like, oh, I got to catch a 50-50 ball. I got to shake somebody. And like learning how to be a football player, that's as important or sometimes more important because athletic ability is generally kind of.
There are no real bad athletes at this level.
Right. Yeah. You're not a starting wide receiver running a 5.54.
Right. Right. Yeah. You've got some juice in the squeeze. And then it's a matter of, okay, if I know what Jay Foreman wants to do, can I take away one of the things that he does well?
Yeah.
Can I take away, you know what? I'm not going to let him be physical with me. I'm going to make him be athletic with me. Or if
vice versa. You
know, right? Like just to flip it. So. Yeah, it's always funny when you get to the psychology of the people and you say coaches coach from their own profile. It's 100% true.
Right.
Teams are going to represent the coach's personality more than anything else. They used to say it was the strength coach. No, they'll speak to themselves in the strength coach's voice because they talk to him the most.
Right.
Him yelling at them.
Yeah.
Figuring out how to get through chaos.
Yeah.
But how they play is through the coach.
Yeah. Well, another example is before we go to break is like the Atlanta Falcons, right? We bought, you know, I like Kyle Shanahan, but It sooner or later, he had to throw the ball. Now, we got to give a big shout out to my man with the ankle bracelets over there. This is great viewing down here. he's heading back to where he needs to go. But if there was anybody ever to be fashionable with an ankle brace, he did it.
Well, there's always a story.
But he's embraced it. Look, he's got a headband on, just got off work, got his work shirt on, sweatpants, got his socks pulled up, making sure, listen, I am who I am. I like that. But Kyle Shanahan, 28-3, it was just eating at him to have a series where he had to throw the ball. He had to show everybody what a great coordinator he was.
Watch this. Yeah. Watch this. Call him Usher moments, man. Watch this.
that was the internet or whatever we talked about on the crossover with pause or whatever. That was it. Remember when people would make fun and then
run the ball?
And that's the way it goes. I think the guys that are able to kind of get out of their own way and do it generally are successful. So anyways, another great segment. We're gonna take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, put a bow on this bad boy on this Tuesday. Old School, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.